Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. On this date, May 14th, 50 years ago, the 174th Tactical Fighter Squadron, a unit of the 185th Tactical Fighter Group, returned from a one-year mission in Vietnam.
They were working hard, and these are all incredibly complicated, close air support. So they're right in there, in harm's way.
That's a new wing commander of the 185th Refueling Wing, Colonel Mark Mucky.
We're very proud of the service that they did 50 years ago. And I think the thing we discussed today is that's who we were 50 years ago, and that's who we are today. The same great airmen executing the mission around the globe.
In all, 373 airmen were deployed. Colonel Mucky says the war killed three, including one pilot. The Sioux City Council has approved a contract for almost $15 million for the Siouxland Expo Center project. The facility will be built near Interstate 29 and the Floyd River Channel and could host everything from trade shows to sporting events. And Iowa farmers are racing the calendar trying to get corn and soybeans planted, but so far the calendar is winning. The USDA's weekly update says fewer than 2 days were suitable for field work during the past week, and less than half of Iowa's expected corn acreage is planted. Cool temperatures are also hindering the crop. Only 5% of the corn that is planted is emerging above ground. Meanwhile, the Nebraska farmers had planted 46% of the corn crop and 20% of soybeans. That's behind schedule. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Have a great afternoon.